Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Just want to thank you for tuning in to Tando Radio Show for today. It is a Friday. It is May 4th, 2018. It is in looking forward to today's show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, please don't hesitate. Give us a call at 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. It will see you in queue, and we'll definitely look up. We'll bring you up. And my man, OLG. Yep, today is Kent State's anniversary. The overall incident at Kent State. I didn't realize that today was the overall anniversary of that. Always good looking out, OLG, my man. Good looking out. Salute to you, my brother. So, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for this network, blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make a donation there and hit that donation prompt. Give some of your financial energy, because this is truly a grassroots organization, and it's a grassroots setup where it doesn't receive any corporate sponsorships. It's actually was put together with you in mind, and that's why this is here, and it's one of the largest and few left organizations and platforms of its of this kind. And we definitely want to ensure that this network, and is very critical because this network is always in jeopardy of, because of it's not a part of the corporate propaganda, of not having the necessary financial energy in order to go forward. And what we mean by that is monetary donations and monetary contributions from the listeners that listen to this platform, as many people that listen to this platform, but nowhere near as many of the people that listen to the platform do they donate to the platform. And you don't have to be wealthy or well off to make a donation, a contribution to it. Just as easy as it is for you to listen, it is really that easy for you to give some financial support to the network. All donations, regardless of size, is greatly, greatly appreciated. And everyone that listened to the Black Talk Radio Network, then this network would not have the overall threat of not having the support by the listeners in order to continue. And with many people, you know, the people really listen for a reason. But now it really comes to the position of, will the people support for the same reasons that they listen? And that is going to be clearly up to them, regardless of what anyone else does. Those individuals that are benefit from this is going to have to be something that's on them. And I say, you know, hey, whatever we don't support, we lose. We lose, we lose. So let's not have that with Black Talk Radio Network. Please give some financial support to the network. All donations, great or small, greatly appreciated. You can also support the network by being a member in its private membership organization known as BTR Community. That is a social media platform. And in the social media platform, you can post things about yourself, your business, things that you think should be given more attention, and things that you think that you would like to comment on, the same things that you do inside of FedBook where it's compromised and you are actually being exploited and it is not free. You paid a heavy price for being a member of FedBook. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year. And while they, and also during this $24 a year, you can have a 30-day subscription. 30-day subscription, free 30-day subscription to check out the platform, see how it works. It's very similar to all of the other social media platforms. The only thing is that this is a membership, so your overall postings are going to only be seen by other members, and you can still engage in that and benefit from it. So come on over to BTR Community, be a part of the platform, and we look forward to you being here, okay? So with that being said, we're going to jump into a couple of things. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, definitely please go to prosperitymint.com, check out what's in inventory there. Then when you're ready to make a purchase, or you're ready to save in real money, definitely then email Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com and say, and just let them know that you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and someone will get in contact with you. Very, very important for your benefit for that. And please engage in that. Make sure you do that. info@prosperitymint. Check out what's in inventory and exchange your overall slave's wage into a form of real money. And I would tell you, I would definitely start to do that, because silver is going to, as things start to move, because we are really in a real war movement throughout the world, and silver is going to actually have a dramatic response to that overall condition. So make sure that you're in a position for that, okay? All right, so before we get going, before we get into what's in the news, my man Jenna listened to, Jenna texted me early this morning. And let me just see real quick. Just wanted to express some things from yesterday's show. And I would just say to everyone, you know, I never really go by a script for the show. I have an idea of what I would like the show to go into, but I never try to follow a script. I don't have any cue cards. I just try to go wherever we're going to go. Whenever I do a show, whenever a caller's calling, I try to get everyone the opportunity to speak, regardless of how I feel about the situation. It's really not about me. It's really about the platform, and you all being able to express what it is that you would like to express, right, wrong, or indifferent, as long as it's respectful to the other listeners and is reasonable within the overall confines that you are doing. And so I try to never, ever, ever, ever really interject into the show other than, you know, my thing is that I want it always to go in a direction that you all as the listeners would like it to go, of course, within reasons, as long as we don't get off into to things, because there are some things that I don't like to discuss at all. Reason being is because, you know, I think that there are other platforms on this network and other networks to be talking about some of the same things over and over, so I don't do that. I try to just stick to some of the things where I will just bring you some things that's going on around the world, and for the purpose of you preparing, because not telling you exactly how to prepare, because I don't know you all, you know, individually. One second. And by not knowing you, I try not to say, hey, this is what you need to do, that's what you need to do, because that does not always work for every situation. I just try to fundamentally, you know, touch on some things. And I would always hope that Tando Radio Show has sparked some of you to engage your energy and to utilize your free will in a direction that you think is necessary. And I think that we've done that, and I think that we've done that very, very well. And the overall fruits and evidence of that is very, very apparent, but not really needed to go into discussion about what those fruits are. So we definitely want to continue to have meaningful dialogue with you all. And yesterday I didn't want the show really to go as far off into it, but I it did. And so actually got a couple of people reached out to me, quite a few reached out to me about yesterday's show. And I will just say this. I appreciate each and every one of you and everything that you bring to the table. Our opinion, my opinion, is not something that is defined by what's right and what's wrong. It's just observations and just the way that, you know, I try to invoke some thought process for you, the listener. And for all of you that contacted me, I greatly appreciate you about yesterday's show. And a lot of people contacted me about yesterday's show. And it was all positive. But yesterday's show was really about us thinking different. And that's the only thing that I really wanted to spark, because the solutions to things are very, very important for us to achieve collectively and individually. And I know that we've been in this throughout our whole time in the system, is that we've been taught to render our talents to someone else's leverage and use, and to just tag along, follow along, obey, shut your mouth, and do what you're told. And I think we missed the great value of us being just ourselves. And sometimes when we are being ourselves, when it's really the first time that we are becoming ourselves, we, like anything else, there's something that we're new to, we overindulge in it. We overindulge in it. And I'm going to tell you, there's a real responsibility that everyone here on Black Talk Radio Network has, and Tando Radio Show has, Brother Davis and I, and when if Jenna or Roz would take over the show, and you as callers as well. But there's a responsibility that we all have, and Scotty has. And that responsibility, in my opinion, is really not to tell people what to think. Give them, present a side and let them and present a case and let them decide from that on their own. And I just want to, once again, truly, truly thank you all for your input. Thank you all for who you are. And I would say that I think we have a lot of great opportunities going forward. And so there was a Strategic Melon, my sister. There was my man Jenna texted me what he thought was early in the morning. And let me tell you, I get up real early. And so my man Jenna, and I don't think that he would mind, and he wasn't the only one, but he asked me to maybe we should pick this up from the show. And I'm going to just do this real quickly and then get into what's in the news, because there's a lot of great articles. Rise posted some great articles that's there within the news, and I didn't get to some of those yesterday, and we're going to get into today's show. But and Jenna said this very early in the morning, which is cool. I've been thinking about this since the show. Do you think that there should be any system after the one that is left behind? It was one in place before the Europeans came here. They just took it over. And I responded to him, and I said, it's a private conversation between Jenna and I, and I don't think he would mind, and I don't either. I said, the word European is legalized or incorporated by personship that are controlled by the mapping borders that only exist because of living people acknowledging the rule of law. Meaning truly it is a negative sum game for the architectural designer government, absent of the great creator's emplacement. The responsibility lies with the living will of the people to exercise their daily acceptable standards and conditions to thrive in all fullness. And the reason why I had said that was because, you know, these borders that are put up are nothing more than something that a line that's been drawn on a piece of paper. And as you all may have heard me say before, if you ever looked outside of the window of a plane, you don't see borders. You see what the great creator has actually created, and we have created equally. But once you look through the legalities of things, then you can start to put the borders into place from the continental plates that you're looking at, if you know where those countries' boundaries are, you know, geography, then you would know. And those are imaginary lines that I think we definitely need to be breaking, because that is not something that was created by the great creator. Was created by man to control other men, and we uphold it. Real quick, I'm going to go through it. He said, I understand that, Dave. I understand. I'm saying would you replace the system, because I think, and maybe because of the mental health we have now, that most wouldn't be able to be trusted. Just a question from how most people act in this day and time. I'm not saying that you're wrong, just asking for some clarification. Thanks for getting back with me. Hope it didn't wake you. Good morning, by the way, my man, Jenna. And my response to Jenna. In my opinion, the first order is to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Think we need to see ourselves as naked, so where we are able to hide ourselves. How can anyone replace a system that has been the only thing one has known? Must first break the addiction by going through withdrawals and detox before anything else can even be conceptualized. The system revolutionizes itself periodically, but brings no meaningful change. And I really do think that we need to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we need to see ourselves as being naked, as ones that have been exploited and exposed, and how exposed we are to this system. And I say, and I use that biblical term of eating from the tree of good and evil, because we've lost a true perspective of things. We've lost a perspective of the knowledge of what is truly in our best interest and what was truly given to us. And by not having that type of knowledge, just think about not having knowledge. Just think of someone that's ignorant. How easy is it to exploit, subjugate, and enslave someone that doesn't know who they are? This is why schools have been put in place. So that's what I mean by the tree of knowledge. And I know many will say, hey, Dave, that's the devil, and that's the trick of man and everything else. Well, when you really look at it from the truth, what if what was written, you were told what to think and not really comprehended what you were reading from an objective standpoint? And I got a rise. Hold on one sec. And because of that, I would always say, when you're going to do some investigative research, I would always say, put your biases behind you and follow the evidence that may lead you to a truth, regardless of where that path may lead you. And look at how practical things really, really are. And I think that'll help us all determine, and then we can discern the spirit that has created that environment that we are now investigating. And I think then we'll have a good, strong foundation, and we'll be able to have measures that we can put into place that will be the keystones to our overall prosperity being restored. Very, very, very important in my opinion. Almost done. Here we go. So it says, can you repeat this on air? Everyone needs to hear the last statement. Peace, Brother Dave, and thanks for the clarification. And I said, good morning, brother. The first necessity isn't replacing the system. In my opinion, it's refusing it. Then maybe, just maybe, those we have yet not named should or could construct a sovereign living standard that replaces the historical lost prosperity of the past with something more benevolent, and raise a class society above zero. But first comes the pain. And Jenna responded, can't grow without the pain. Fact of life. And I said, can't grow without the pain is so true. And I just want to say this, and then I'm going to go to Roz. I don't really think it's possible, But I don't think it's really practical for us to think that we can devise a system after living in this system and under the conditions of this system for so long. We are so tainted by this system. And I truly, truly do think, and it's just my opinion, that the most important step that could be made should be made by us. And then from the steps that we set forth, and once those steps are memorialized into a path, those that we have yet not named will have to come on and then build upon the foundation that we laid out through our overall commitment to the struggle, commitment to breaking our addiction, commitment to getting through the hard withdrawals, committing to detoxing ourselves, and having the great pain that we've never, ever, ever experienced before come to fruition. And by doing that, the greatest sacrifice would be ours, but the greatest accomplishment would be set forth going forward in the future. And I would just say real quick before we go, listen, I would go back to the Judeo-Christian Bible about when the story of Moses and the children of Israel came out of Egypt and out of their bondage. Those that were in bondage never entered in. But those that were in bondage, the greatest thing that they did was they refused to participate and walked out. And I think within our terms, and I think it would be very arrogant for us to think that we can devise a system when we've been so inundated with this poison that we could actually establish something that wouldn't adversely affect the future. We are far too tainted. But I think our main responsibility is be the ones that will refuse to participate. And then from there, because I think it's very difficult for a captive living being to all of a sudden have real sovereignty, self-determination, and to be put into the overall ecosystem when they haven't been indoctrinated and they haven't been accustomed to ever being free before. You know, I used to say this a while ago on Tando. In today's world, we're like a caged animal with the lock to the cage being open, and we claim our cage as our home. And we don't want to go out into really being sovereign and self-determined because it's scary out there. How will I make it? This is all I ever known. And I think that it's important that we look at who we are and what we can do and just do our very best. The refusing to participate and allow the system to collapse, I think, is our call. There are some great, great individuals among us. And maybe there's, you know, some of our star children, our star childs, and our star babies that will be able to actually put into and have where we can have a system that's conducive to us being sovereign and self-determination, but I think they're going to have to develop that. But it's our call to give them the momentum, to give them the wind, to give them the thrust and ability, and to be able to construct this from the conducive environment of sovereignty and self-determination that we've sacrificed to create. So The first order is, before replacing this system, we're going to have to get out of it. We're going to have to break our addiction to it. We're going to have to go through the drug withdrawals. And I don't know if any of you have ever experienced withdrawals from something that your body has been chemically dependent upon. It's not always a pretty sight. Very painful, but very necessary. So that's really what I meant yesterday. And I just wanted to clarify that for those that were asking. And once again, I truly appreciate you all. But we got a caller in queue. Is my man Roz. Roz, what's going on, brother? What say you?
Peace, King. How you doing?
What up, brother? How you feeling?
Hey, man. Like Scotty
my
said,
man.
Surviving behind these enemy lines, but it's great to be talking to you and listening to the show. Of course, love and peace to you, Scotty, of course, and I hope his family stays safe out there in Hawaii. I know they're not
yes.
in a dire situation, but he said things can change, so I've just been sending up some positive vibrations and prayers up so that things don't get worse, so that his family become affected by that stuff. Of course, peace to Jenna and the other listeners, too. Now, what you said just now is really profound, because I've talked about similar things many, many times before. And, I always felt, too, that we were just too damaged. And I think the longer I live, the more I get to see how damaged we are and how that damage
yeah.
is just going to really keep us in a place where, we can talk about the system all we want, but we are the system, too. And I think that
there's
a lot of work to be done, for us to get past whatever it is that we carry, because we carry tons and tons of baggage. And not just from this lifetime, because I've talked about epigenetics and how the damage done to our ancestors carry in the DNA. And we've never had a constructive way of really dealing with these traumas. And there's a lot of just, the brain is just clouded with a lot of different myriad ideas and thoughts. And we're being bombarded by the system, the information age. And I'll take this phrase from Brother Robert X. He says something that I think is profound. He said, Black people are data rich and information poor. And that, I think, is a major part of the issues that we have with each other sometimes. Now, Jenna and I talked about what you and him talked about this morning. And it made me think of something that Dr. Ben said many, many years ago about the African continent. And he was talking about the fact that when you see some of the major atrocities, especially at that particular time, that were taking place between different African ethnic groups, a lot of them were fighting for their old borders, because the colonizers set up new borders, and different people's land was basically appropriated and became the land of Europeans. So the borders that the Europeans created became the new borders. There was no respect for any of the ethnic groups. And a lot of the violence you saw was with these different African ethnic groups trying to get back their land that they had before the white people showed up. Now, they were doing it still in the context of white supremacy, because the continent, like we see to this day, doesn't have any rulers that aren't controlled by their former colonial masters. So there they are, fighting for their old land within the system still dominated by the people who colonized them in the first place. And it was impossible, and it's still impossible right now. And that's what it made me think about with what you said yesterday, and when Jenna and I talked about it, is the fact that we really have to get to a place of healing first before we can even think of developing any new system. And another thing that Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark talked about was the fact that we should take the best of what our ancestors possessed as far as their skill in keeping our societies cohesive, peaceful, balanced, and things of that nature, and you take the best of what the modern era has to give you in regards to some of the things that are positive about different aspects to how the system functions that we can use, combine that with what we have that we've gotten from our ancestors, and make something totally new. And I think that that's the best way, because everything that's done the old way isn't necessarily the right way. And as we see, we're living it now, everything that's done the new way is not the right way either. So it just made me really, really think about that in a deep way, and it reminded me because I was watching the video earlier, and in the video they were talking about the misuse of Minister Malcolm when he talks about black people being aboriginal to the United States and how it was taken out of context. And one thing that he said that really struck a chord was he said, no, you don't want to be aboriginal. You want to be American. And it was the way he said it, because he's saying you don't want to be like your ancestors were. You just want to replace the people who are in charge of us right now. You want to be what they have. You want to be American. And when I say American, American in the sense that the way this system is now, don't change it. Just remove them and put me in their place, and I'll just try to be a little bit better than the people who were doing the same thing before I got here. And that's what I see, too. There's a lot of us that might, you know, really think that we want something new and different, but we've been, like you said, so saturated with this system for so long that I don't know how many of us, because there are some of us out there that do, but I don't know how many of us would be able to actually think on that level to really come up with a new system. I think healing should be number one, because there's going to be a lot of problems between individuals that look like us for the ways that we behave when the old system was in place. Just like you saw in South Africa with when they got their freedom, they started killing all of the people they deemed traitors. Anybody who helped the Boers, they were killing them in the streets and doing all kinds of heinous things to them. And I can see the same thing happening here if the system collapsed. So to me, healing should be number one, and that healing should be intense work. Like you said, it's like withdrawal. It's really hard for the mind to comprehend what you're saying as far as withdrawal, because withdrawal really means them collapsing the system, the whole Walking Dead scenario taking place that we've been talking about this coming, all of that happening first. And then, bang, okay, everything is completely done. The old way no longer exists. It's not viable. Now we have to try and do something a little different. But it's really about healing those traumas, healing that intergenerational pain, because that's what we are. We're intergenerational prisoners of war. We've just been conditioned to think that we've been assimilated into America as, you know, the colonialist version of America. And, you know, that's what it is. And I'm thankful that you actually brought that up, because it just gave me, especially after Jen and I talked, it gave me a lot to ponder about what you said and the context in which you were saying it. And I like the way that you elucidated your context today. It was very profound. So I just wanted to contribute that and say thank you so much for all that you do. Thanks to Brother Scotty for the same, and I'll mute myself.
You know, Brother Rise, always, I think it's so important for us to be able to put, there is no, one of the things I loved about Malcolm and Martin, let's use them as an example because we can identify. They had the same objective but had different methods, in my opinion. And that objective was actually what caused them to be prematurely silent. So the system wanted everyone to think that they're not here anymore. But their energy can never be extinguished. And I think that in order for us to redeem ourselves from this system by refusing to participate in it, and by refusing to participate in it, this system will collapse. It's more fragile than someone on life support. It really does, it is really in a terminal state, because the cancer that it has actually eats itself and destroys itself. That tumor is destroying its host and killing its host. That's what this system is. And if we refuse to participate in it, it will die. But also, what else will die? Is everything that we've been taught and how to engage in each other in relationships. We would have to come up with a different conduct, a different moral absolute that we have when in dealing with everyone, the people that we like, that we knew, and the people that we didn't know and we think we didn't like, and all of those variables. Because one thing about this whole thing is that it's mathematical. It's all math. It's all physics. It's all interconnected. So there's a new moral absolute that has to be conceptualized, agreed upon by the individual, and then displayed collectively. Because that's what we have now. So in devising a new system, you're going to have to take people from all over that have different life experiences, that don't agree with each other on the overall
AT&T
method, but they agree upon the objective.
Hey, Scott home?
Yeah, he is. Come on.
And whatever that objective is really going to tell what their moral absolutes are. I never want to be around people that I always agree with or people that always agree with me. I never always want to be around. You never seek the counsel of the wise, because they will agree with you. What the wise sister and the wise brother will always do is give you a measure of truth and ask you to decide to give you what their perception of a measure of truth is, or to give you some information and actually present it to you for the direction and the decision that you're going to make. Where are your moral absolutes? So our moral absolutes, I think, can't even be agendized in the current state that we're in, because we are under self-bondage. And until we walk out of our empty cage, our unlocked cage, and until we have the courage to walk out of our own unlocked bondage, and walk into beyond our fears. And one of the things, when you step out of there and you start realizing that your fears were the greatest threat than what the truth of the environment that was present. We live in this fairy tale world, and we fantasize about all kinds of things that are not reality, but, you know, dreams have a way of becoming nightmares, and nightmares have a way of becoming reality. So, who better than you to make the most important step? Because if we don't do it, if we fail, believe me, the sustainable living force will move on to the next. I think it's about time that we start the overall path for us to have a class society that's above zero, or even minus one. It's probably where we are. We need to get to zero. So that's what I wanted to express. Brother Rhys, as always, greatly appreciate you and all everyone here at Tando Radio Show. Man, y'all are such the family. So I definitely wanted to say that. Let me get into what's in the news, and then we'll get into today's show. Today's show is the topic for this Friday is the Machiavellian economic healthcare system, or the great creator's eco cures, choices ours. And there's a couple of things that I want to definitely jump into, but just because that's doesn't mean that we have to go there. As always, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I know that some people will say, well, hey,
And I've heard people say before, hey, Dave, that's a utopia you're talking about, man. We need the system. That just shows how embedded we are to thinking that we do need the system. At some point, we're going to have to break that and cut that umbilical cord if we want to actually be able to enjoy the overall fruits and prosperity of being self-determined and sovereign. Otherwise, maybe generations more that have to pass that will accept being subjugated and enslaved to this system, because all of the generations that we bring forth, that we bear, that we begot, we offer them to the pagan gods of this society, and they definitely take them. Even before they're born, upon conception, even before conception, they are actually have legal standings with those that we have yet not named before conception is even done, because they already have such a stronghold of the mind of the parent. And our children and our heirs become cursed before conception. Our relationship among each other is the one that we need to rehab, reconstruct, and build upon before we even look at the threats that the system has. Because we have no respect for the enemy that we're facing, because we don't know the enemy. We think we do, but we don't know the enemy. And that enemy knows everything about us because we tell it all. And we obey.
I have a comment, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, on systems, I've been thinking about this past 24 hours, because I read history a lot. And even not just reading documented history of various people all over the planet, but just, what's the word I'm looking for? Organic systems that developed between the interactions of people. So let's say it's apocalypse, it's what's the name of that show? The Walking Dead. So there's dead people walking all around, and there's no governments, and everything has broken down. Even in a situation like that, whenever you have a community of people living together, a system is going to emerge on how they deal with each
right.
other. Whether you're talking about indigenous tribal governments or confederations of different tribes of people who come together, like the Mississippian tribe, which was a system that was in place on this continent that Europeans basically came over here and just covered it up to make it seem like they were the originators of the governmental concepts and what have you, and they were not. They just adopted what was already here and then put their spin on it, put their but I'm talking about like the Iroquois Federation
right.
that was here already. So systems have always existed whenever you have quote-unquote people living among each other, trying to do trade with one another, trying to do business, trying to barter, a way to settle disputes. This is all, you just can't escape. There's going to be a system. So my problem isn't so much, now obviously you know if you have a flawed system, a system that isn't practicing justice, if it creates
right.
categories of people based on race or sexual orientation or gender, anything that's going to intrude upon another human being's right to choose or self-determination, we know that that's flawed. Okay, we know that's flawed, but I don't see a problem with a system that allows us to do these things and regulate these things, because without regulation, You know, we'll have, that's what we have, slavery. You know, and when I say it like that, I'm saying like back in the day, before there were child labor laws, they were using children as slave labor, and there was nothing that could be done about it. If the parents was that desperate for food and clothing and housing and shelter, that they would pimp their children out like that. You know, there was nobody to come in and protect those children until larger society says, you know what, this is injustice. These children should not be working in this dangerous factory to support their families. We must do something to bring an end to that. Now, however, a system is going to bring that about. So I don't necessarily see a problem with systems, but I see a problem with the people in the system. It's not so much as the school board does. Let's say how the school board works, a school board panel. I don't see a problem with having a school board that makes decisions and takes input from the community of how the schools are going to be run in your district, as opposed to corrupt people on that school board who want to subscribe to ideology that's not based on truth, but their versions of history or reality. I'm talking like in Texas, we see school districts teaching that Africans were immigrants over here and denying the whole slave human rights violations, right, that the crimes that occurred, the human rights right, crimes that were done to the people, and they want to rewrite it and teach the children this lie. Oh, these people came over here voluntarily. They were migrants, and then we gave them jobs as interns, and you know what I'm saying? So it's not mm-hmm. so much, I'll close it by saying, I don't see so much a problem with the systems, but the people that's running the system, because that's how the Mississippian nation collapsed here before the United States was established, probably a thousand or more years before Europeans came here. It collapsed because of the people in power, in religion, in the people activity areas of religion and politics and business. Those three main pillars right there of that Mississippian civilization failed due to corruption. And that's how that empire came to an end. So it wasn't the system they was running. It was the people, the corruption that gained the system to their own personal advantage and not the advantage of the community. Thank you for allowing me to share.
My brother. Yeah, definitely. See, the whole thing in that is the corruption. Because as Saudi was talking about the child labor and how corruption works is that they create an environment that causes the economic demise of the family so that the families feel that they have no other alternative, or nor do they no longer, because of the overall mental anguish in the insanity of poverty. Poverty makes you crazy. And because of that, they put that system into place. And then the parents think, and because of that state that they're under, they feel that they'll do anything to their children, because if the system wasn't so corrupt to invoke the overall disenfranchisement of people and using one over another and exploiting people, then that person would have never developed into what you see and act in an immoral way now. They were basically railroaded, or they put up an information superhighway or a freeway to their overall demise and destruction. So the corruption is the key. And that's why I think it's very important that we stop. I'm going to tell you, I think that we should have a global rejection of the system week where no one does anything, doesn't work, don't participate economically in anything. Watch how fast this system starts to collapse. Just refuse. One brother said, we got to fight. It's going to come to a physical confrontation.
And my reply is, yeah, that's true, but who's the target? Who's the willful, rightful target? This fight is going to be the greatest fight of yourself. I don't know how many of you ever played golf. I play golf. One of the great things about playing golf that I've taken from it is that you're not competing against someone else. You're not really competing against the overall design of the course and how difficult that course may be. You're competing against yourself to bring out the very best of your disciplines in a multifaceted way, because so many things have to go right for you to get the mathematical equation and solutions in order for you to have the outcome that you want. And the greatest one is your body, your mind, your will over that. So the corruption, Scotty is absolutely correct. The corruption is the key to it all. Because corruption is what exploits. Corruption is what turns the good, nutritious food into being toxic, genetically modified for someone else's benefit. So, totally agree. That's a part of some of the many things that we need to address. And I think that we need to address it in a more sustainable way that doesn't disenfranchise, because most people think that, well, we have to have the system that we have. That's because you believe so much in it. You're so attached to it. But it's not the truth. It's not the truth. So, well said all. And OLG said, we're experiencing that with corporate ownership of water right now. Yes. Dr. Hawkins talked a lot about water. So true. So true. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into some of what's the news, and we're going to get into today's show. But if you have a call, don't worry about it. If you want to, you know, stay where we stay there, this is, you know, this is how we do the show. We have no script. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is our call-in number, so definitely give us a call. Hold on. Sorry, wait, hold on a second. Let me fix this. Oh, shoot. Wait.
I never killed anybody. I said I got something to do with
anybody. Okay, cool. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, y'all. So, just if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And we're going to jump into today's show. And sorry about that, y'all. That one caught me off guard, and I wasn't on the page to fix it. So
Would love to hear from you all. Okay, so today's show. And I want to go to what's in the news real quick, because we got some good postings that I think are necessary. And what's in the news, there's a article, Israeli Defense Chief tells Russia daily, if air defense systems fire on us, we will respond. Check out that article. They're definitely conjuring and putting in together for this global war to happen, and it's happening on all different parts of the planet right now, and all different regions and areas, and everything is being put into place, from military activities within Saudi Arabia to U.S. Special Forces insisting and engaging and furthering their overall development there, and is really just spreading. And those are the type of things, the reason why we need to refuse to participate in this system anymore. And I just want to say this real quick. What do I mean by refuse? I definitely think it would be in our best interest to have a week of the people refusing for the system to remain remain in place.
Well, how do you do that, Dave? Because I thought about that too. And like you said yesterday, it's going to require, I would say, not just millions, I would say billions. There are what, estimated 7 billion people on this planet. So it will require the participation of billions. So how do you get the billions to participate? Well, working it out in my mind means that the only way to do that is through mass communications. How much mass communications do we control that we can put that message out there to the global consciousness? So that's why I view, you know, Malcolm identifying media as being the most powerful entity as being a very true statement, and why I'm working in media now. It's one thing to come up with a viable plan that would lead to a solution, but it's quite another thing trying to get it implemented without the proper resources.
Yeah, Scotty, you're so true. And I would say this. In order for that to happen, this is how I envision it. Doesn't mean that it's correct or anything else. I'm just saying from in my opinion, one, it has to be something that is completely leaderless and has no spokesman, no spokesperson at all. Because if there is any spokesperson or any leader, that is the point of conveyance for compromise and for selling out and controlling of the people. When you do this, then you won't have any groups that come up among the people, you know, as you that we've seen coming up in certain current events through the countries that can so-called derail the overall intentions and the intentions of the participants, the people. I think number one, this is how you do it. This is what I think needs to be done, and probably needs to be added upon by many you all as well. Identify a week in the year where every person throughout the world that wants to participate and understand what the overall cost of this is going to be, where they are not going to work for 1 week, and there is no spokesman for the overall people. It is a week where people are nonviolently protesting the disenfranchisement and the corruption within the system. And what I mean by 1 week, this is what would happen. Everyone will refuse to work, refuse to pay anything, refuse to do anything. That would gain that the system would be able to gain from. Now, here's the key to that. 1 week before it and 2 weeks before it, you can't go out and start massively buying things. The number one thing that you have to do is slowly build up, because this economic system works off of margins. And where people would have to rely upon each other, family members, community members, for whatever it is that they need to do within that 1 week. Don't turn on the television. Don't use your cell phones unless they're an emergency. Everything. Shut it. Children don't go to school. People don't go to work. You don't pay any bills. You don't do anything for 1 week. Now, from that, be aware of what's going to happen. There's so many groups that are going to try to gain the momentum from that and say that they orchestrated this. They're the spokesmen for the overall groups, and this is what needs to happen to solve these problems. Those individuals that go on TV that you see, you already know that they are the compromise, and they are the overall trap that the system has put into place because they control all of the media. This should be a silent, because you're not negotiating with the system. You can't negotiate with the system. You have one response to the system, and that is you will no longer have my energy. We will no longer participate. It's a week today. It's going to be 2 weeks at another given time, a month, and a year. And believe me, they won't be able to survive a month. So I would say that you just massively, I'm putting it out now, and we can start from here. But no person would be a spokesperson. No person would speak for the overall people. No person, no one individual, no group would be the overall representative of the people so that the system can go in and compromise those, that organization, that person's moral convictions to do what they want, and they sell out to them. There is no negotiation. So you would just use social media to, and everything else and all of the rest. Believe me, some people will hear about it in different forms and different fashions. So you would basically have non-participation for 1 week. And is it going to be difficult? No. Is it going to be mentally difficult to do? Absolutely. Because the fears that we've been taught to carry as our baggage is going to take over. Do you really want to do this? That ain't possible. You can't do this. How this going to work? How this going to work? That's not what it's all about. Quiet your fears. So I would say we'll start off with determining a week. And I would say that week should not be somewhere in a month away or 2 months away. It should be something 5, 6, 7 months away so that people can prepare for that slowly. Do not allow this system to be able to endure the week by everyone crashing to, running to, and facilitating Black Friday style purchases and everything else that is going to strengthen the system. But even if they do that, the system still will not be able to work. Stay home, develop your talents with your family, talk to your families about different things. Use as few amenities as you possibly can. Don't drive anywhere. Don't have your TV on. Don't use your computer. Don't use your phone. Don't use electricity. Don't use so much. But there's going to be some people that are not going to be able to do it. But if hundreds of millions of people do this, I'm going to tell you, if 17 million people do this throughout the world, the system will be adversely affected to where they will try to. They will have a breakneck approach to try to stop it. And if 100 million do it, 200 million do it, the system is done. It won't be able to recover from the damage of that week. Because within that week's time, here's what's going to happen. People will start to see their abilities instead of the fears of the facade of their fears. And they will start to see, oh, shoot, I didn't die. Oh, shoot, I did make it. oh my goodness, I got some rest. Man, I'm not as stressed. Man, I feel charged. And from that, the possibilities of that is so great to grow into something more. But the key is what not to do. One, don't try to publicize this on the mainstream media and in the public forum that's controlled by the media. And what does that mean? That means that there's a spokesman. If there's no spokesman and if the people of the world do this, there isn't a table of negotiation that they can trick you into sitting down at. And there could be no contract that they'll write with you, no fraudulent contract that they'll write with you that they will compel you to sign to your best individual benefit. There is no leadership that can be compromised. All of their power has been nullified, diluted, rendered null and void. And I'm going to tell you, that means that all of a sudden, when you start to put this type of information out and everything else, believe me, the system will hear it and see it, and the first thing that they're going to do is try to invoke the fear. All those individuals that first start this, they're going to come up with all of a sudden all kinds of illnesses, strange cancers, and a whole bunch of car accidents. But I'm going to tell you, it's okay to meet physical death when you're fighting for life, because prosperity will surely come. Because the system is going to try to silence that as quick as it possibly can, because it can't survive that. Because it's not an attack on them. They built their whole system to be attack-proof. They never built it for non-participation. That's his Achilles heel. That's cutting Solomon's hair. That's his weak point. That's his weak link. And that's where his arrogance has initiated his own demise. So I would say that would be the start. That would definitely be the start, in my opinion. And there would be many things that other people would add and everything else, and because there is no leadership, some things will be good, some things will be. The system will actually try to infiltrate it and to give some direction as to what should be done and everything else. But see, non-participation is non-participation. There should be never, ever be any terms. Should never, ever be any terms. Because without terms, there is no get back to we accept this, because they want you to have acceptance. Acceptance is a contract to them. So this is different than anything else that we've done before. Because there is nothing that you would say that you want other than we're not participating. It's not a request. It's a demand. I don't think it's in our best interest to request a damn thing. It's in our best interest to refuse. And in that, it's difficult to compromise that. It's difficult to infiltrate that and to control that. Because you can't, if you ask anything of the system, then you are the system. Because you're pleading. Should be no pleads. There should be no petition, no permit, no requests, no demands. until the system becomes irrelevant to us, hey, you can have your system, but I'm just not going to participate in it. Until that cross-pollinates into many people doing that and then letting the system collapse on from its own weight and its own tyranny and its own corruption. And then in that aftermath is going to be extremely painful. But I would definitely say, on the worst day of your life, always look at the setting sun, because it's rising on your bright tomorrow. So I think this has to be something that's different than anything that we've ever done before. A march is insufficient. A lawsuit, a class action lawsuit, is compromised. All those other things that the system has legalized, defined, won't get us anywhere than deeper than where we are now. I'm not talking about civil rights. I'm talking about your birthright. That the overall obligation and the onus to protect that birthright that was given to you is yours and yours alone. Can be no committee for your birthright, because the committee didn't give it to you as a gift. Be no counsel on your birthright. It's the uniqueness of one. And I would say, this system can't handle that. Wasn't built for that. Was built for everyone obeying. There was a former Secretary of State, Alexander Haig, said, "Let them march all they want as long as they pay their taxes." He really didn't care about the taxes. What he was really saying in the comprehension of what his statement is, as long as they play by our rules, we'll tell them where to go for freedom. And they'll be happy. They'll think they'll accomplish something. So, we have to no longer take the drug. We have to have prohibition. That is the start. We got another caller in queue. It's my man out of OKC. I'm going to let him introduce himself because I'm not quite sure where he's going to go with it today. What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Hey, how you doing, brother? This is Brother Toe Thong. How you doing?
Toe Thongs, what's going on? My brother, much love, much respect.
Yo,
yeah, go ahead, brother.
Much love, though. Yo, I just really want to ask you we family, right?
Yes, sir.
The whole time, though, is we family.
Yes, we are.
What happened that has you speaking so passionate and so blatant? What turn of event happened that has you? Excuse my background noise. I'm on the freeway.
No, you good? But, I don't hear it.
Okay, good. What is it, brother? What happened? I mean, because you're speaking so candidly, and you don't do that until the ish get thick. That's when you start speaking candidly like you're doing. And I want to know what did it. That's really my question. And I'm going to mute my line, and I love you very much.
Man, it's hard for me to say this, but I'm gonna call you Todd, because I'm not gonna talk. I'm call you Todd instead of Toe Thong, because I can't say what I'm gonna say, and your name is Toe Thong. Man, bruh, I absolutely love and respect you, your daughter, your family, And when we started Tando Radio Show, and if Brother Davis was listening on air now, he would say he would agree, and he remembers. We had a conversation, Brother Davis and I, and we said, "Hey, Brother Davis, I think we need to have a show that would just give people some other options to reinvigorate the truth of themselves, for them to see how powerful they are and everything else." And he says, "Yes, brother, you're right. What do you have in mind?" And I told him, and he says, "Yes, I'm with that, and I will I have your back. I'm with you." He says, "David, here's the thing, brother. We may not get there where we're going, but we definitely want to start the path for them to finish it. Because of the different, we don't have to wait for the great disasters. The great disasters have already happened. Fukushima is real. And the methodical approach to maintain and subjugation in enslavement continues. And I could just see the overall ramping up of events that's going to lead to other events that are going to lead to a stronger hold of depopulation on this planet. And the depopulation is going to be based in depopulation by fear and by getting people to submit. And I see it on all different parts of the world. So there's a sense of urgency to start Tando Radio Show, and to methodically over time for you all to get to know me. And just some of the thoughts that we have, not saying that they were the truth of anything, but just to engage you all to know how unique you are and how important you are, and how the system has built a very big lie about death and putting it into a coffin. And once you've been created, you can never be extinguished. So we need to reconsider surrendering ourselves. And because of this depopulation program that is really, I mean, the system is blatant about it. And when it becomes this blatant, it has the events to back up its blatantness and the attacks that it's going to have. And in that, the system becomes very vulnerable to people saying, "You know what? Enough is enough. I finally drawn a line in the sand and saying that I won't be a coward anymore. I'm not going to have my overall energy to be determined or to be considered for someone else's gain. My energy will be used for myself, my responsibilities, my family, and my community for the betterment of them, and sustainable, benevolent benefit of them." So because of what's transpiring in the world, I think we have a great opportunity that when they release the gas, when they start to release the overall attacks, and when they start to destabilize their system, they can collapse the economy at any time, because they're going to only collapse the common person's economy. But if we no longer participate in their economy, they no longer have the control over us. So what has changed in me is we've been on with you all for a while now, and I want all of us to realize how uniquely powerful we are. And with all this unique power that we have, if we don't use it, we squander it, because we really don't appreciate what has been given to us, so that we become that entitled child that becomes spoiled, rotten, the great complainer, the great squanderer, destructive of nature, destructive of relationships, We develop an eye problem. I. So, bruh, that's what really caused me to say, hey, if you really want to do something about this system, you really want it to end, stop participating in it. Revoke your revoke your overall membership. Don't renew. Walk away. And how do you walk away? Slowly. And once that becomes your overall constitution, believe me, the universe will start showing you the step-by-step path that was originally designed for your perfection. You don't need validation from man or anybody else. Your overall uniqueness has already been coursed by you in agreement with the great creator. We just don't remember because of the mental illness that we're under now. So, it's just the perfect moment. Energy is more important than time. Time doesn't exist. There is no such thing as time. Because when you're eternal, every moment is forever. And we are completely eternal in all of our energy and our capability. And we should be executing that absent of time. It's the moment. With my man, what you say before, bruh? All we have is now. That's so true. All we have is now. So that's why, bruh. And I appreciate you because you recognize all we have is now. And that's all we need. So, man, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And my man, he called himself Tosons. Bruh, great call. And always, yes, you are my brother. And give Lil Mama a big hug and my regards to the queen. Much love, much respect to you. But yeah, if you want to jump back in at any time, definitely do that. So now, a couple of things. And, you know, Scotty had asked, how do we do that? That's just my overall thoughts. But how do we do that is also dependent upon how will we do that. And that means that there needs to be engagements of everyone. You, the Tando Radio Show listeners, how will we do that? How do you see the benevolent? First of all, there has to be, I think, an objective that has to be laid out. Because there would be many, many splinter groups that would try to momentumize into actually commandeer the energy that you've created. And one of the things, how do you do that? You treat them just like the system. You give no energy to them. So first of all, there has to be an objective. And I think that the objective, and I'm not the authority of it all, but I would think that the objective would be that We're not going to participate in this system. And as soon as this system is no longer here, then we can build something that's more sustainable, benevolently sustainable. And I'm going to tell you, the system will counterattack once it has lost a significant amount of influence. And this is why it's going to take generations to perfect this, but it will continue to be built upon. It's like any building, anything is going to have all of its adversities, its obstacles, its attacks. But I think in the beginning, the objective to be not to participate in the current system, and don't define what that current system is. See, one of the things that happens in today's world, and they try to ask you, well, what's the problem? See, they want you to waste energy yelling and screaming when real power whispers. So what's the problem? You know what the response should be? You. And you move on. Because we have to conserve our energy and our will, not to be squandering it in immature debates and disputes. Because all of those things take away from you. It gives you nothing. So I think the objective would definitely be to not to participate and to allow this system to collapse from its own weight. Let it be the burden bearer of what it's created and see how strong its shoulders are. They live by strong shoulders defeating weak hands. And until we stop being the weak hands and become the strong shoulders, once we become the strong shoulders, we transfer all that energy and they become the weak hand. Tell them nothing. Offer them nothing so that there can be no bribe that can be taken. Because when you don't take a bribe, that means you're not a part of their system. You're not participating. And you don't respond to it. Just because someone asks you a question, you don't owe them an answer. And the key is not to make yourself available. One of the things about the art of war is that it's a lie. The art of war is a lie. Meaning, yes, it was written by Sun Tzu. But it's actually been compromised by the system itself. Because it's called the art of war. The most powerful thing that you can do is change adversities without a war. Change adversities without a fight. Do you realize how immune you become? How strong your immune system becomes? The way to feed them is never fight. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So is there any point in time where you do have to stop avoiding and turn around and engage?
Oh, yeah, definitely. See, I think that this system is all about engaging. You're using your energy to engage it in a different way. And it's not that you're avoiding them, you're destroying them. One of the key things to destroying is that you unplug its lifeline. And that's the engagement. The engagement is you removing yourself. I will put it this way. I like some of Dr. Dre's music. Dr. Dre says something in the difference between, what's the difference between me and you? He's got an exhibit on there. And one of the lines is that Dre says is that I hear the rumors, but I'm too big to pay attention to them. And that's very, very true. Don't pay attention to it. Don't give energy to it. Continue to do and build something else without acknowledging that. You can hear it, but you don't have to listen. Too often we listen to the system. What I'm trying to do is to get us to be dumb to the system. We're so powerful we can't even hear them anymore. Because we are actively using our energy and engaging it in something that's benevolent. See, the system has always taught us to ball our fists. When we hear the word fight, there's something that comes to our mind. And we look at it from our senses, and very, very, in too many times we may forget to engage it spiritually. Where, think it's Taekwondo, is that you use your adversary's energy against them. You use their aggression and their attack to where it's not only that you deflect it, but you actually conform the overall environment around you so that their overall energy that they're putting forth actually is working against them. This is why a master of Taekwondo, you can't even punch him. You end up hurting yourself. Engagement, yeah, one sec. And then engagement, yes, it's always an engagement. You hear the rumors, but you're too big to pay attention to it because you're engaging and you're building. Completely somewhere different, and then now you become immune to the lies, manipulation, disenfranchisement that is being set to trap you. You never show up for the trap to be sprung. There's another caller in queue. Welcome, brother. I'm not quite sure. I'm familiar with the voice, but I didn't hear it really well. So welcome to Tando Radio Show, bro. What say you?
Well, love, I was just going to say that's Aikido you're talking about.
Aikido,
yeah. He wrote that same man wrote the book, The Art of Peace, which I own. It's a very profound text, but I just wanted to say that. I'll mute myself, brother.
Thank you. I wasn't really sure if that was it. Exactly. Thank you, Ross. So, and that's our engagement. Should be building our own sustainability and then being able to recognize what works and what doesn't work. First of all, can we recognize, will we be able to make it? Let me tell you, you won't be able to make it if you have a systematic mind of control and dominion. That type of spirit won't make it there. You need to stay over here in this system for that. You'll do really well there. Go on and go there. You'll do well there. We basically what I'm saying is that we need to leave this planet. Now, I'm not talking about leave this planet. We need to leave this world. We need to leave this planet by still having a physical presence here, but having an absence of our overall will to it. There are going to be some that are going to want to stay in this system. Let them be. They're entitled to that. They're entitled to that. And let me tell you, I think what would happen, and once you start to engage, some universal treasures will be exposed to you that you was never, ever seen before in their benefits, because we were too busy living in the world of dominion. And then you're going to hear this. Oh, man, I didn't even know this. This is us, what? And from that overall paradigm, and from that overall atmosphere and everything else, the treasures of the universe and the great treasures of the sustainability of the universe will come to you. And so from there, you'll be able to develop defensive mechanisms that the system will never be able to compromise. But you will never know its existence, because guess what? Those systems are in place because you're too much like the system. You can't see it now. You can't partake in it because your spirit is not right. Your energy is not right. Your will is not right. The system of sustainability universally shields itself from you. They hear you. They too big to pay attention to you. And that paradigm already exists. Some of us would say, nah, that don't exist. That's because you're too much like the system. You haven't resonated with that type of energy. You haven't had the overall signal impulse to come home. You haven't had the call. You haven't had the connection, the engagement, the opportunity. That high frequency is there saying, hey, if you want to come on home, come on home. But you can't bring that them dirty ways with you. So that's why a lot of this for some people is going to be incomprehensible. They won't be able, is incomprehensible. They won't be able to conceive this. And they'll say that that's a pipe dream. And I would say you're absolutely right and walk away. Don't try to convince them. Don't say you need them, because you don't. They're right where they want to be. They're executing their will. Too busy trying to create mine and work within the confines of those that resonate in that same thing. So yes, that's the engagement. That's the engagement. L.A. Ramon, did you want to say something? He said, is Dave still talking? Go ahead, L.A. Ramon. Did you want to jump in on something? Let me see what L.A. Ramon put here. Criminal drone swarm used to obstruct FBI hostage raid, unmanned aircraft harassed, and surveillance agents. And surveil agents during a crisis situation, a bureau representative said at a conference of an unmanned technology. What? This may be something that, L.A. Ramon posted something real good, those of you that are in the chat room. L.A. Ramon, you there? If you can, unmute yourself real quick. Okay, I don't think, Ramon may not be able to mute himself. I think we lost him off the board. So,
Dave.
Yes.
This is Otis. He posted an article saying a criminal's drone swarm was used to obstruct an FBI raid. In other words, the criminals used unmanned drones to surveil the FBI when they were trying to raid them.
Man, I love that.
Yeah. Okay, I mute myself.
I love. Thanks, Otis. And I just pulled it up, and I thought that's what it was saying. And I'm telling you, this is. And I'm gonna say this: when you hear the word criminal, you think of something right away. Don't be so easily confused by that. This is the same energy about what I'm talking about walking away from this system. This is the type of energy. There are so many people on this planet that are ready to do that and are are steadily seeing the necessity of that.
I can give you briefly what it says.
Yeah, go ahead.
It says, in the case of the FBI raid, the drones were backpacked into the area in anticipation of the FBI's activity. In addition to buzzing the FBI agents, the drones were used to conduct surveillance of the team's on-site operations, transmitting video to YouTube for other members of the drone group to view. They had people fly their own drones up and put the footage to YouTube so the guys who had cellular access could see what was going on. In other words, they were telegraphing the FBI's locations and activities to the people who the FBI were about to raid.
I'm going to tell you this. This is what I would say about this. Before the people are ready to wage war against the government, they better first make peace with their criminals. And I hope you got what I meant by that. The people of this world, in so many ways, realize that the criminals are actually, that overall temperament was created by this system, and they're ready to make peace with them because they realize who the real adversary is, who the real inflictor is, who the real problem is.
Another day.
So, Roz, go ahead, brother.
Thank you so much for letting me speak again. I just want to say something brief because earlier today, Jenna and I had a really interesting conversation about drones. So this coming up is really wow. But he had a person that he knows. I think it might have been a coworker or a neighbor that had a drone, and he was flying the drone, and he was about to fly it into restricted space, and he got a message that popped up on his viewer that said, you know, you're about to go into restricted space. Are you sure you want to do this? And of course he said yes, and let the drone do whatever it was going to do. So we had gotten into this conversation about that. He had asked me about drones in this area, and a lot of the airspace is restricted as far as drones are concerned here. But what Brother Otis just read, peace to you, Brother Otis, too, it just, to me, it's exactly what I've talked about, the release of this type of technology without proper checks and balances. Because remember, the original drone swarm happened to the Russians.
Yep.
Remember, I posted that on a month ago when we talked about it. Now you have criminals using the same tactics. Now, what this is saying is that if we organize against this system, because that's what it's always been about, is destroying our ability to organize. That's why they destroyed our families first. And then, of course, to destroy a nation, you destroy the family unit. That is the foundation of any nation. So, to me, if we could organize and start really commandeering this technology, we have some of the most brilliant minds. Without those minds, the internet wouldn't exist, and a lot of the things that we take for granted really wouldn't exist. So if these brilliant minds can be applied to counter technology, which is what Brother Otis just read, using this technology in a way that counters what they're doing. I mean, they're surveilling the FBI. What? I have a book about this guy who was the world's most wanted man, and he was a computer hacker. And he talks about using computers to do the same thing. The FBI chased him around the world. They were looking for him for hacking into different systems that he wasn't supposed to. And how he kept ahead of them was that he hacked their phones, he hacked their computers so he could see what their plans were as far as what they were going to do to him. So he was always 10 steps ahead of them. So again, it's just, I'm forgetting the title of the book. I'll give it to you next time. I know time's running out. But it's just, should give us something to think about. And I think that the plan you laid out as far as us divesting from the system is brilliant. And I think the other aspect would be to use their technology
in a way that counters them in a similar way to what Otis just read. Thank you. I'll mute my line.
And you think about it, who creates their technology? Who administers their technology? The very people that they enslave. This is why it's so powerful. Man, Raj, yes, great, great point. Thank you, brother. And I'm going to tell you, before the people are ready to wage war against the authorities, they better first make peace with their criminals. And they've made peace with the criminals. There's no army that was ever created that can defeat the people. Armies can only defeat armies. And the moment we realize we've already won, then we can really see that there is the most efficient fight that we can do is by not showing up for the bout. So I just want to say big ups. Thank you, Roz. Thank you, Brother Mel. Thank you, Otis, for your engagement in today's show. Scotty, thank you as always. Greatly appreciate you all. It's never goodbye. It's always, always, I'll see you later. And I say that because we're eternal. We're eternal. Much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind, brother, to chime us out, or if there's some last words that you wanted to interject, man, would love to hear from you as always. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace, peace. Brother Braggs.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
I'll give you a call, Dad.
Yes, sir.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.